This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Humility. التضرع والخشوع إلى الله. To find between yourself and Allah a moment of humility, submission. To be a person whose heart quakes at the thought of having angered Allah Azza wa Jal. To be from those who are quick to regret a mistake that they have entered into and quick to rejoice at the good that they have fulfilled. Khushu' is one of the essential elements of our prayers. It's one of the essential elements of prayer in general. Don't get me confused when I say ikhsha'u fi salah, that you have khushu' in prayer, that it means just when I say Allahu Akbar and I face the Qibla to begin my prayer. Rather, khushu' is in every prayer that we make. It is in every moment where you are connecting yourself to Allah, not just the conventional, obligatory, consistent 5 daily prayers of our day and our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an. When you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah azza wa jal in a moment of submitting yourself, giving yourself over, bending yourself in a way where you are breaking the spirit of your soul that is seeking to turn itself away from Allah azza wa jal. Khifatan, in a way that you understand that you are to be fearful of the Almighty Allah, conscious of the reasons why you have between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a barrier that you never want to break or cross over. That whenever you step over the line, you fear not returning back. You are always quick to return to the land of salam, the land where you have made peace between you and Allah azza wa jal. You never want to remain in a territory that is further away from Allah azza wa jal. That concept of humility begins by you training yourself in your relationship with other people as an example of you seeking to build and further that relationship with Allah. Humility shows itself not in the way you deal with those who are above you in status, higher than you in knowledge, or those who are more eloquent or more practiced or more persevering than you. Patience and endurance and the humility that comes a result of it shows itself most in your relationship with those who you see as lesser than you or appears with you or that others may take liberty with. You show and distinguish yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just in the treatment of the elite, but in your behavior with those who have come under them and those who others may look down upon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described that he would wear what other people wore and eat what other people ate. He would sit where other people sat. He never had a regal presence or a throne that marked him or a crown or a scepter that he held. He never asked for an entourage that surround him everywhere he went. Rather, it was opposite to this sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humility is a physical manifestation, but it begins in the heart. And if you claim to have humbleness in the heart, it should show in your behavior with others, especially those who see you when others don't. Your wife, your husband, your sons, your daughters, your mothers, your fathers, the people who naturally at times we lower our heightened awareness of our relationships with them, assuming that they will be the ones who forgive us. Know that that relationship is the one that you need to perfect first.